Widely panned by Delaware's two most recent governors, the project would lay a new transmission line from New Jersey across the Delaware Bay and into the first state as a way to boost PJM's electric grid capacity. Only about 10% of Delawareans would see any utility benefits from the move, while most residents would pay 60% of the bill. The newer and much cheaper proposal from PJM would still cost those customers more than $165 million, and that number could go up based on actual construction costs. Company officials suspended the project last August after the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, ordered a new hearing to cement how much the states involved will pay. PJM's board of directors will vote on the proposal next month. If it passes, the cost-sharing portion will still need federal approval. FERC needs one more member to legally issue orders, and President Trump hasn't yet nominated anyone to be considered by the Senate. James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.